Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your host, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of voice AI chatbots. Before we begin, I should mention that everything you're about to hear is generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I'll do my best to provide accurate information, please verify any technical details before implementing them in your projects. Today's question comes from Daniel, who wants to create a voice agent that can function as a phone-based chatbot, something he can actually call and have a natural conversation with, without those awkward pauses that make you wonder if the system has fallen asleep on the job. This is actually a really compelling project that sits at the intersection of several cutting-edge technologies. Let me walk you through the key components and approaches you'll need to consider. First, let's talk about the core architecture. A voice chatbot that works over phone calls needs several key components working in harmony. You'll need speech-to-text conversion to understand what the caller is saying, a language model to process that input and generate responses, text-to-speech to convert those responses back to audio, and finally, telephony infrastructure to handle the actual phone calls. For the speech recognition component, you have several excellent options. OpenAI's Whisper API is remarkably accurate and handles various accents and speaking styles well. Google's speech-to-text API is another solid choice, particularly if you're already working within the Google Cloud ecosystem. Azure Speech Services from Microsoft is also worth considering, especially for enterprise applications. The key here is choosing a service that offers real-time streaming recognition rather than batch processing, since you want that conversational flow. Now, for the brain of your chatbot, the language model, you have some exciting options. OpenAI's GPT models accessed through their API are probably the most straightforward to implement. You could use GPT-4 for more sophisticated reasoning, or GPT-3.5 Turbo for faster, more cost-effective responses. Anthropic's Claude API is another excellent choice, particularly if you want more nuanced conversation handling. If you're feeling adventurous, you could even run open-source models like Llama 2 on your own infrastructure, though this requires more technical expertise and computational resources. For text-to-speech, you'll want something that sounds natural and can handle the dynamic content your AI generates. 11labs has gained a lot of attention recently for their incredibly realistic voice synthesis. OpenAI also offers a TTS API that produces quite natural-sounding speech. Google's text-to-speech and Amazon Polly are more traditional options that still work well for many applications. Now here's where things get interesting: the telephony infrastructure. This is probably the most complex part of your project. You have a few main approaches. You could use a service like Twilio, which provides APIs for handling phone calls and can integrate with your AI components. Twilio's voice API can handle incoming calls, stream audio to your application, and play back responses. It's probably your best bet for getting started quickly. Alternatively, you could look into more specialized AI voice platforms. Companies like Voiceflow, Vappy, or Retail AI offer more integrated solutions specifically designed for AI voice agents. These platforms often handle much of the complexity for you, including the real-time audio streaming, latency optimization, and telephony integration. Let's talk about the technical implementation. If you're building this from scratch using something like Twilio, you'll typically set up a webhook endpoint that Twilio calls when someone dials your number. This endpoint receives the audio stream, processes it through your speech-to-text service, sends the transcribed text to your language model, converts the response to speech, and streams it back to the caller. The tricky part is managing latency and creating a smooth conversational experience. You'll want to implement streaming wherever possible: streaming speech recognition, streaming text generation from your language model, and streaming text to speech. You might also want to implement interruption handling, so users can cut off the AI mid-sentence if needed, just like in natural conversation. For the development stack, Python is probably your best bet due to the excellent libraries available for working with AI APIs and audio processing. You could use frameworks like FastAPI or Flask for your web server, and libraries like Ascensio for handling the real-time audio streams efficiently. One crucial consideration is conversation state management. Unlike text chatbots, where you can easily maintain conversation history, voice conversations require more sophisticated state handling. You'll need to track conversation context, handle interruptions gracefully, and possibly implement features like conversation summaries for longer calls. Cost is another important factor. Voice AI can get expensive quickly when you factor in speech recognition, language model API calls, text-to-speech, and telephony costs. You'll want to optimize for efficiency, perhaps using shorter, more concise responses, implementing conversation timeouts, and choosing the right balance between model capability and cost. Security and privacy are also critical. Phone conversations often contain sensitive information, so you'll need to ensure your system complies with relevant regulations, implements proper data encryption, and has clear policies about data retention and usage. If you're just getting started, I'd recommend beginning with a simple proof of concept using Twilio's Voice API, OpenAI's Whisper for Speech Recognition, GPT-3, 5 Turbo for conversation, and a basic text-to-speech service. Once you have the basic flow working, you can optimize for latency, add more sophisticated features, and scale up your infrastructure. There are also some interesting emerging platforms worth watching. Companies like Bland AI and Synthflow are building specifically for this use case, offering more turnkey solutions for voice AI agents. These might be worth exploring if you want to get something up and running quickly without diving deep into the technical implementation. The field is moving incredibly fast right now. We are seeing improvements in voice synthesis quality, reductions in latency, and better integration between different AI services. What might take significant custom development today could be a simple configuration option tomorrow. That wraps up today's exploration of voice AI chatbots. It's a complex but incredibly rewarding project that combines multiple cutting-edge technologies. Whether you build from scratch or use existing platforms, you're working on something that feels genuinely futuristic. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, and I'll catch you next time with another AI question from Daniel. Until then, keep experimenting and building cool things.